You're on Texas Standard Time.
Our top story, the implications for Texans hoping to participate in this crucial election year. In the latest in a high-stakes legal ping-pong match, the Fifth Circuit yesterday sided with the Texas Attorney General, stopping a move to expand mail-in voting to those fearful of catching the coronavirus. Caught in the middle of all of this is Travis County Clerk Dana DeBeauvoir. Ms. DeBeauvoir, welcome back to the Texas Standard. Good to have you.
Thank you, David. Good to be with you, too.
Your phone must have been ringing off the hook this week with people calling in saying, can I submit a request for a mail-in ballot? What are you telling them?
Well, you're right. We've had several questions. And what we're telling voters is, you know, follow the existing law, because with all of the ping-ponging back and forth between the courts, we are at least left with the current law that we've been following for years. There are four opportunities for someone in Texas to get a ballot by mail. And we're focusing on the top two reasons people get a vote by mail: if you're over 65 years old, or if you have a disability. And what the law says is that if you can't show up in the polling place under circumstances that would, quote, injure a voter's health, that's current law. And the ballot by mail application has a place on it for the voter to make sworn testimony to that fact. That's where we are. Voters who make that sworn testimony and send those applications in to the Travis County clerk will receive a ballot by mail.
So is it a matter of if you think that you might be injured by the coronavirus, that you might catch it, that it is your policy that you will send out a mail-in ballot?
I wouldn't say that, because I'm not qualified. I have no method by which to evaluate anyone's disability concern, and disabilities can be both permanent and temporary. This is the voter's right. It's their prerogative, and it's their determination about their health and the risks that they face walking inside a polling place.
Now, of course, as you're aware, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, has said, no, it is not sufficient for someone to have a fear of a disease. That's been his position all along, especially through this legal back and forth that we've been describing. Is there the possibility that people who try to get a mail-in ballot could, in fact, be prosecuted for claiming such a fear as a disability?
I don't think we should be supporting that chilling effect on voters right now. Attorney General Paxton has made his opinion clear, but we're going to wait for the courts to tell us what is fair and what is the best path for voters.
Okay, now let me ask you something as a practical matter. If someone did want an absentee ballot and they wanted to claim a disability because they were concerned about coronavirus, do they have to state what that concern is, or do they just say, I have a disability or will have a disability? How do they actually request the ballot?
The state form that you use to request a ballot by mail has four boxes, and the box under disability contains that one word category. It simply says disability. So it's up to voters to check that box and make their sworn testimony. And if that comes submitted or is submitted to the county clerk's office, absent any other way to evaluate that information, we will believe the voter.
What's going on in your office right now? Are you having to print up extra absentee ballots? How are you preparing for this?
Oh, it's much bigger than that. I've had to ask for an extra contract to help prepare for the extra ballots. We've had to hire extra personnel and create additional room inside the county clerk's office so that I can have a lot more people processing by mail ballots. And then, of course, we're going to need a larger ballot board in order to prepare the ballots for tallying. Most of that work is done in teams of two, and they have to be socially distanced. I am, however, trying to remain very flexible so that whatever the court decides, we will be prepared to follow that.
Dana DeBeauvoir is the Travis County clerk, and she oversees elections in the Texas capital city area. Ms. DeBeauvoir, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you for helping us deal with this complicated issue.